The food products giant Archer Daniels Midland announced today that it has agreed to plead guilty to 2 counts of price fixing. ADM said it will pay fines totaling $100 million, one of the largest penalties ever for a criminal antitrust case. The company had already agreed to pay more than $90 million to settle various civil lawsuits. The agreement announced today settles the Justice Department's 4-year-long probe of ADM. 2 company executives, including Michael Andreas, son of ADM's chairman, are reportedly still under investigation. Analyst John McMillan follows ADM for Prudential Beach. He's also a shareholder in the company. And McMillan explains the charges against ADM and that they involve its core business.
Well, ADM derives about half their earnings from a corn refining business where they're literally turning a bushel of corn into about 33 pounds of starch and then converting the starch into a number of different products. 2 of those products are lysine and citric acid, and those are just probably 2 of the 12 or 13 main products in the corn refining business. What they did basically is collude with their competitors to set prices in these 2 products. The government had one ADM employee, Mark Whitaker, wired and basically set up some meetings where they were seen colluding to set prices.
Let me ask you about this sum, $100 million, $70 million on one count, $30 million on the other. I realize ADM is a big company, but does a fine like that, or 2 of them, put a dent in its operations?
$100 million is real money for anybody, but you have to realize that ADM is an enormous company with about $3 billion of cash and equivalents on their balance sheet, and this will take some of it away, but not much. But, you know, the big area of liability for the company was in the corn sweetener side. By far and away, corn sweeteners are ADM's largest area of profitability, and the fact that the government is dropping all charges and its investigation in corn sweeteners is the major positive that I think is being overlooked today.
When you say positive news, you mean positive for Archer Daniels Midland
in this
arrangement. If, in fact, this fine, as huge as the penalties sound to most of us at $100 million, if, in fact, that's not enough to really put much of a dent in Archer Daniels Midland's multi-billion-dollar operation, if you think this doesn't spell any bad news for the individuals under investigation, and if there isn't going to be any further investigation into other areas of possible price fixing, did ADM get away with something here?
You know, the first day this was announced in June 1995, the company's stock dropped almost $1.5 billion in value. So the fact that the final settlement will be for $100 million and there might be civil settlements of another $100 million at most, $200 million is more than a slap on the wrist. It's a good pop in the head. And I think, frankly, there'll be better controls within ADM going forward, and there'll be greater representation to all their shareholders. So the bottom line here is this investigation will have changed ADM forever. And I think some of these changes will be for the better.
John McMillan is an analyst for Prudential Beach. He spoke to us from his home on Long Island.